Hi, this is Babelito.
And this is Favi Fav, and you're listening to a Mordida Minisode, a small bite in between our full episodes to tide you over until next Thursday.
Take it away, vámonos!
Mordida! 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 Mordida!
Mordida! Hi! Hello, I'm Inshka Show.
Es un desastre. What up, dude?
Nothing aquí tragando buñuelos.
Oh, buñuelos. Yeah, homemade, baby.
También ricos, güey. Who made them?
I think my grandma made them. I'm not sure. Oh, la señora Estela. Shout out to la señora
Estela. Who's la señora Estela? She, la que le dio a tu abuela.
No, es la mamá de mi tía Irene.
Pues.
Oh my God! Shout out to my tía Irene, who made her, who decorated her house for Christmas this year.
Oh, I saw something on Instagram.
Wasn't it beautiful?
It was.
Say it.
No.
Say it. It was what?
No, like they went out.
It was stunning. She found Pinterest this year. That's what happened.
But you know, I was looking at your video, and I kept looking for the That was the sound of the crunch of a buñuelo. By the way, go. Ay, lo escucho y caigo en un abismo de pasión.
¡Cálmate, güey!
Anyway, I saw the nacimiento, but oh. I keep waiting for the dinosaurs and everything else.
Okay, listen. That nacimiento was courtesy of my tío Rito, my tía Irene's husband.
Shout out, Rito.
And he doesn't listen to this, so don't worry.
Oh.
And my grandma, his mom, is the one that does... El nacimiento con dinosaurs. She's one of those creationist people. But not only dinosaurs, but there's also a line of like matchbox cars to see baby Jesus. So
like
it's
oh
back
my
to the
God.
Future in her nacimiento.
That's what you should call it. Back to she's the future.
Like, nacimiento. See, mira, she does like a mountain, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, mijo, aquí están todos los animales. Que existían en Belén. Aquí están los animales salvajes.
She's like categories.
Yeah, y aquí abajo están los animales del mar.
Uh-huh. Oh,
y
shit.
Aquí, and then she puts like a little village, right?
Aquí
está el pueblito. And it's like one of those little villages you buy.
Like the Coca-Cola villages.
Yeah. I'm like, what? I'm pretty sure it was like a Danish village. I don't know. But God bless her. I love my grandma. And then there's a line of cars like around the mountain waiting. I got to find a picture and put it on Instagram.
I'm going to post it.
How was your Christmas though?
My Christmas was very chill because my older sister was in California and she's the one who keep us all in check.
She's the mother hen.
Yes, she's like, nobody's gonna live before midnight, you know? But today she wasn't, in this year she wasn't here, so it was 11, and my sister is like, it's midnight in Juarez, let's get out of here. So, but yesterday we did our presents with the kids, and it was fun. Food-wise, though, it was very interesting.
Okay, let me know. What did you guys cook?
Okay, so my mom, ever since she find out that I was a Food Network enthusiast back in the day, she wants me to cook all the fucking time, right?
Okay, what did you make?
One time I made this pseudo-Korean costillas, ribs. And that's what she wanted for Christmas.
Damn.
So fuck tamales, fuck buñuelos.
Watch your mouth, okay?
that's what happened. I'm not saying.
Oh, okay.
No, I love. No, she had so much tamales before that she was sick of them. So we didn't buy any. Because we buy them. Because, you know, that's the kind of people we are. And then there was a little bit of buñuelos left over as well. Oh, and we made calientitos.
What's that?
Calientitos es ponche.
With all the fruit and shit in it?
Yes. We so it's like a big broth of fruit juices, but I added sotol. Shout out to Yaremi, sotol del desierto, flor del desierto. She makes her own sotol, and now she's like una sotolera muy reconocida. Oh my God. So you added the sotol to the ponche?
Yeah.
Bitch, ooh. I was so happy on Christmas. But, you know, chill. What about you? What do you eat?
Well, I spent most of my Christmas Eve, La Noche Buena, with my Mexican side, Los Favelas. Okay. And that's what, that was the Pier 1 Imports house that we were at. And it was so cute. There's a lot, the favelas are, they're very, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance. There's a lot of little things that we do, and it's cute, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And, but anyway, my tío always does like a big roast, like a prime rib brisket thing. I don't know what it is, but it was a big thing of meat.
Yes.
And then he cuts it
up. Do they call it brisket?
Yes. Prime rib. It was prime rib.
Okay, okay.
It was prime rib con una ensalada de macaroni, una papa. There's papa.
Like papa asada?
Yes, baked. Okay,
yeah.
What is it called? How do you use it?
Baked papa potato. Uh-huh.
And there was salad with strawberries in it. It would have Rachel Ray approved. And then
did it have fennel?
Huh? It had all that shit. It had fennel, walnuts, like goat cheese.
I would love it.
Shout out to Tia Lily. And what else? There was a succotash.
What is that?
It was like, you know when they like cut the carrots really thin?
Mm-hmm.
And or they're like strings of carrots and zucchini that's like in butter, like tossed really quick and sautéed. You never had a succotash, girl?
Never had succotash.
Okay, Food Network queen. You need to get on it.
Sácate con tu succotash.
Anyway, it was shit like that.
Uh-huh.
But my grandma came through, obviously, and she came made lista con el. She made homemade cuajada, and she was like, here you go.
Yeah,
this is what I brought. And I was like, I want that.
Exactly.
And then there was a bunch of shit. One of my aunts brought ceviche. There was all these desserts. It was so much food. It was amazing.
Bitch, Mexicans don't care about the seasons.
No.
My dad
but
was
there
making,
was tamales. There was tamales too.
My dad a week ago was making discada in his fucking garage. He's like, it's too cold discada? Outside. Yes.
What is that?
Oh my God. We can do a whole episode with discada.
Yeah.
But discada is basically this big wok that we use in northern Mexico. And then it's you basically make a stew of all kinds of different meats. Jamón, bistec, tocino, and then you put, you know, like chile, tomate, y cebolla, and then you marinate for hours, and I mean, you cook for hours and hours, you add beer, my dad adds tequila, so it slowly cooks for like 3-4 hours, and then you make tacos, and my dad makes the best discada, because he puts like everything on his bar, like all the alcohols possible, and at the end you have this delicious tacos. But it was cold, right? So my dad just closed the garage and he mounted this.
Oh, I saw that. I saw it on Instagram.
And then for the costillas too, my mom. I told my mom like it's fucking freezing outside. I'm not gonna grill them. So my dad brought the griller.
No.
Close to the main door, so I will just open the door and grill, and then close
the
door.
Said you brought it about inside the house.
No. Está bien que sí que no. But when you say ceviche, I'm like, why are we eating ceviche on Christmas? But
oh my God, my tía Yesenia made guacamole. Mm-hmm. It was like una cazuela de guacamole. It was like 15 aguacates. And everybody was like, Yesenia, ¿qué? ¿Estás loca?
And everybody ate it.
Everybody was like, that's too much. And by the end of the night, there was none left.
That's always how it happens.
So bomb.
No, but we had an awesome Christmas. And what do you guys do for New Year's Eve?
New Year's? It's all a blur. let's see.
Enough said, girl.
My grandma invited us to a dinner, but I don't know. I'm going to try to stay home. Las Vegas, it's dangerous to go out.
It's a mess.
So I live downtown here close to the old strip, like the Fremont Street. So I might just walk over there.
I think they charge.
They ain't charging me, boy. I'm not paying to go hang out in a fucking street. So I don't know. I'm not. What do you do for New Year's?
Well, we always, well, traditionally we have like a dinner at somebody's house, and then we, you know, we have the grapes on every single bell at midnight. So you have 12 grapes and it's like 12 different.
What bell? Decels. What are you talking about?
So at midnight, right, you hear the clock going bang, bang 12 times, right?
Oh, yeah.
It rings 12 times. So the tradition
what
and for
is
us.
A bell by your house?
Bitch, just imagine that fucking clock. Stupida.
Okay.
Okay. Ahead. Imagine like the fucking, you're in the, anyway. So you have.
Imagine you're in a pueblo and there's a church.
Correct.
Okay.
So you have a grape with each campanada. And each grape represents like a different New Year's resolution. So you do 12 of them. So what we do now is that I've become accustomed of not doing anything for the same reason, because Vegas gets crazy. So what I do is we just have like whatever food in the house, watch TV, and then around 11:30, we go by the airport because it's all open and you can see the fireworks of the strip. And we bring little Ziplocs of uvas, just like my mom brings a little Ziplocs of jalapenos when she goes to IHOP. And then we and then we have, you know, the uvas, and you know, sometimes we bring booze. And that's it. Nothing special, nothing exciting. But that's my favorite thing. Now I look forward to the fireworks every day.
Oh, cool. Well, you have any New Year's resolutions?
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so tacky, but whatever. Like, nobody ever sticks with their shit, but...
I've had the resolution for next year since last year, which is to graduate and finish my dissertation. And what there was a leverage. I'm going to finish, okay. And you're going to be there in the graduation no matter what. There was a leverage at some point in my head, but after the election, I'm like, I have no choice. I have to graduate and get a job.
What's your plan? Graduating in the summer?
In July, and by August, I'm going to have a job. Like, mark my words, I'm going to have a job.
All right.
If not...
You heard it here Dios first.
That's it. And just, you know, like, just keep doing this. Just keep doing Latinos Who Lunch, which... in retrospect from last year, it was the biggest gift. Like, it really kept me sane throughout the whole entire year, because it was crazy. Like, it was just too much bullshit last year.
Yeah.
And
this year. We're still in this year.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What about you? What are your resolutions?
I'm going to keep it simple, but I think that being in Denver with you, and shout out to Michaela and Cassie.
Michaela, Cassie.
Shaquela and Chassie. And hanging out with them and us working at the museum, like having that routine of like working on art, my art.
Like 8 hours a day.
8 hours a day, and then clocking out and just like chilling. Like, that would be nice to do that for the rest of the... I need to manage my time better. That's all I'm trying to say. Because
that's a good resolution,
right?
Yeah,
because I feel like right now, like, we don't stop. Like, we get up in the morning, or I do anyway. I know your ass stays in bed late.
Yes,
but I feel like I just keep working. I work in like 4 hour spurts, like all day long, and then, you know, I miss out on shit. Like this year, I missed out on some family shit that I'm really bummed about because I was too busy doing some bullshit. And that's not cool. I love my family. I love my friends. And I want to really make sure I have enough time to spend with everybody this year. So
yeah, your family is your audience. Your family is your inspiration. So it's important that you give time to them. So
yeah. That's my resolution, is to, you know, set a schedule and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And also... to be nicer to you, because a lot of people have called me out that I'm so mean to you, but I can't help it.
Te la paso, güey.
Es que eres una pendeja.
Pinche igualada. Bueno, esto ha sido todo. Hasta luego. Muchas gracias. Buenas tardes. Well, you're not starting so well.
You know what? 2016, like you said... There's been our ups and downs, many ups, many downs, but the up has definitely been Latinos Who Lunch.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy we started this podcast, and I'm so happy because we're being connected with so many people. For example, shout out to my cousin Celeste. Like, we had a relationship before, but like not like this. I feel like I'm so much closer to her now.
I feel the same with my cousin, right? Sada. Yeah, Seda.
Yeah, with your cousin too. Like, she's in Mexico and she listens. I actually just had lunch with her today, and it's a new connection. There's a new love for each other, which is so cool. And then also the connections we've made with other podcasts and people who listen to the podcast.
We started with Tamarindo podcast, and then just started like a whole thing.
So we're friends with Tamarindo. Shout out to the Tamarindos out there,
Luis.
Brenda, producer Jeff, how you doing, Silver Fox? And
Fernando, like, Fernando, no,
oh, Fernando. Fernando, no se yes. te olvide Fernando.
Tú, güey.
And Grecia and Juanita at Choices and Chisme.
Oh, I love them.
They're so
super mama.
Cool. Bricia, Paulina, super, like, so, like, that would have never happened. And then we just
Pamela,
went to Denver.
Café con Pam, yes.
Oh, Café con Pam. We yes. just went to Denver and we met one of our listeners, Karina, and her mm-hmm. sister Paula, right? And amazing.
It was like, awesome. They're like, friends. They're, like, we're friends for life.
Like,
yeah.
Just because they already listened to the show, so they already know how we talk. So they're like, what up, girl? Like, hey. It was so cool. And then Lola from Lola's Cocina.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with that salsa negra, oh, girl. I
okay,
am obsessed.
You didn't let me try it.
That's okay.
Let me know.
What Sean was. Is like, we need to order some right now. I'm like, mm-hmm. we're only halfway through the bottle. He's like, no, that's okay. We have to order more. It's
oh
so
my
good.
Gosh. That's www.lolascasina.com/shop. So, yeah, I'm really excited about the podcast for next year. And just I just want to keep going. And there's a lot of really devoted listeners out there. And I want to thank you guys. I see your tweets, your messages.
Leslie from Boys and Girls Club.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. And guys, listen up because, or not listen up. You're already listening, like, obviously.
Duh.
Pero we are teaming up with the Boys and Girls Club of downtown Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you'll be hearing about a few other projects here with our friend Leslie, who's also a listener of the show.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And I'm very grateful for that because not only are people listening, they're following up. Like, we got an email from Taiwan. We're going to save this for the listeners episode.
Oh, yeah.
But yes.
Okay, guys, for real this time, if you have any questions, comments, send them to latinoswholunch@gmail.com. We'll be recording our listener letter episode a couple
very
days
soon.
after this comes out. So please, please, please send them our way.
And yeah, but it's the community's expanded and just getting that. We got a shout out from Carla Morrison this year, which was
mind blowing.
Like, that made my entire fucking year.
How awesome.
Carlita, if you're listening, I love you. I don't want to creep you out, but
yeah,
I love you.
Stop. Wait,
no,
like,
I kid.
Yeah,
it's been
be
amazing.
Just be cool, bro. Be cool.
No, not con Carlita. And we met Julieta. No. It's just been an adventure. Like, it's been so amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of bullshit happened also in 2016 in terms of politics, but we don't have to talk about it because every other fucking podcast is talking about
it.
So,
who gives a shit? So, yeah, who gives a shit? And then, there's somebody comes in and blows a dart at my neck. Shut those brown people up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, stay tuned for next week.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to do best of 2016
music episode.
So I'm excited about that. We'll see if I have the editing abilities to make that happen. We'll see.
It's
inspired by the latest episode of Radio Menea, which is another great podcast. So we're going to record that one soon.
Well, it's been a wonderful year. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry belated Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And I hope all of our listeners are there. Keep following us and have an awesome, awesome 2017.
Have you seen the Sandra Lee Kwanzaa cake video?
No way.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll watch the Sandra Lee Kwanzaa cake.
Uh-huh.
And you'll watch the Maribel Guardia challenge.
Okay, done.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's get out. Bye.